Classical ballet, like its sister art form, classical music, is rooted in classic older repertoire. But as WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, the region's premier ballet company is stepping away from conventional works for a season-ending program by three living choreographers.
Pennsylvania Ballet finishes its season with three premieres by choreographers who, says company artistic director Roy Kaiser, have their own very distinctive takes on the intersection of contemporary and traditional ballet.
Their work is certainly steeped in classical ballet. They generally create for classically trained dancers, but each of them in their own way have taken the art form in a different direction.
Czech-born, Netherlands-based Yuri Killian has a reputation for the unconventional. In a career spanning four decades, he's even created works for dancers over the age of 40, geriatrics in the ballet world. William Forsyth spent over 20 years in Germany before returning home to create his own company in New York City, while Matthew Neenan danced with Pennsylvania Ballet before becoming its choreographer in residence. He's also a co-founder of Ballet X. Roy Kaiser says each of these choreographers has his own distinctive kinetic language, which the dancers must take time to learn.
Anytime dancers take on the work of a new choreographer, it takes a while to retrain the muscles and for the dancers to trust themselves, to allow themselves to step out of their comfort zone and work a little differently than the way that they train every day and have trained their entire careers.
Pennsylvania Ballet's season-ending production featuring Forgotten Land by Yuri Killian, at various points by Matthew Neenan, and Artifact Suite by William Forsyth runs Thursday through Sunday at the Academy of Music in Philadelphia.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.